All right, well, I just want to say that I was on my way here and I decided to turn on No One Ever Really Dies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got stuck.
Where?
On Rihanna's part. I kept bringing it back.
Rihanna really, really took Lemon up.
She to floated, another level. But every day, hey, my lemonade,
I
was afraid.
I don't
afraid.
Necessarily like the rock part of Lemon.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not my shit.
It's like a whole breakdown. It's like a whole breakdown.
I don't even bother myself with the first half. I mean, I drop at the it's mad ethnic right now.
Yeah, I think most of us do, but I mean, the rock part is NERD. So, but she came in full on.
I will say though, when that track first came out, Rihanna put her verse on like the day of. It came out on iTunes and it was just Pharrell. Pharrell was rapping the part that Rihanna's rapping.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the night, Rihanna was on it. All of a sudden, by the end of the night, those same lyrics that Pharrell had said were coming out of this other person's mouth, and all of a sudden I was turned on by the exact same words. It's crazy how that happens. But it's really not many things Rihanna can do at this point that are going to make me be like, she's not Beyonce, but she is not doubtable. You don't doubt her.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
she's
like
an entity.
She's an entity at this point. And I'm so happy for her.
Generally. Yeah, and people stop begging her for music. She gave us like 8 albums. Like, let her relax for a second. Damn.
Not just 8 albums, but the first 5 are every year on the year almost.
Exactly. She was releasing like every year. Like, I think it's okay for her to step back and build her empire. You know, like, I know because this is the thing about it for me. People
it.
Gonna beg and beg her for her album, and when it drop, people gonna hate on it. They gonna build so much anticipation, and then you know how the internet does. Like,
yeah,
we waited so long for this. It's gonna be amazing, mind you. It's gonna be amazing, but no, the way the internet works, they're gonna be like, we waited all this time for this.
You know who doesn't like Anti? Whites. White women do not like Anti. I spoke with so many white women that were just like, I don't know what she's doing now. And I was like, oh, R&B. That's why you don't like it.
It was different compared to.
For the record, Consideration with SZA is like.
It's, up there.
It is like, it may be like top 10 tracks ever produced as far as I'm concerned.
Running on back.
And then her cover of Same Old Mistakes.
Oh my God. Like, that's my favorite song on there, Same Old Mistakes.
Hey, you know that's a cover. I'm sure you've learned that from the internet by this point. That's a rock band, Tommy Impala. Rihanna's great. I don't know why we're talking about Rihanna. This episode
is this not Rihanna. Even about Re, but all right. Drop the theme song. Drums, please.
Drums, please. Man, what a time. You've got mail.
Oh, to the. Eat to the.
You get scared to leave this strip.
Oh! Bet you're coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
Hitman. I appreciate that.
Hello, Moto.
I don't think they can handle it.
What a time.
Jazz is not playing around pouring this, Moscato into this sangria can. So it's going through that little, you know, can hole. So she's trying to make sure it all gets in there.
It's like unspillable because you have the whole rim right here.
Yeah. Listen, they knew what they were doing when they made cans. You know, they finally got the shit right.
Hey,
up?
Guys.
What's up?
Welcome back to the show. What a time. Featuring Jasmine and JD. Was that a good intro?
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to.
I think I'm gonna be an MC.
Are you not right now?
Yeah, but I mean, I want to be like MC Light. I want to introduce people.
Pick a different MC. Anybody but MC Light.
What? She just sit up on that chair and introduce people and tell people we're going to commercial break?
You know why she sits up on that chair and does that? Because don't nobody want her downstairs. She'd be upstairs, the BET Awards, like, it's MC. We're not even like nostalgic about MC Light music like that. Literally, you don't know any young people that are like, yo, you heard that new MC Light? No, no.
Light is a rock, though.
Come on, man.
Thanks to Love and Basketball.
You know, I do like, what is that? I Rocks the Party That Rocks the Party. That's MC Light.
That's MC Light. Wait, yeah. That's the shit. That's the shit. Oh my God, I forgot about that song.
Me and Jazz clearly have grandchildren. What the hell is wrong with us? He supposed to be on here like, y'all heard that new Kodak?
You want some wine?
I do want some wine. Pass it here, girl. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh my God, so much, y'all. I think I'm trying to like avoid it right now.
Well, I mean, I want to say this. I'm glad that we do a nostalgia podcast, and I say that all the time, because this year is trash.
We have started off very, very dark here.
Somebody said that this was the worst start to a... Oh, my. I'm spilling it everywhere. How did
I just
you
said
this?
You can't spill this, and JD over there spilling.
Well, if you, you know... Oh, my God.
You suck.
Oh, my Here's God. I'm a bartender.
Here's some napkin.
Oh, I overfilled the shit too. I ain't got no gauge or nothing. God, I'm supposed to be driving home tonight. I'm already fucking up. I haven't had alcohol since New Year's Eve, and it shows. Jesus Christ. It's Martin Luther King Day, y'all. The government killed him.
And the government shut down on his damn birthday.
Yep.
Is that a coincidence of some sort?
Oh,
what you call that?
Yo, so the government getting two Martin Luther King days, because Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, his birthday is before the actual day.
Yeah. Yo, the government being shut down is kind of fucking lit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, let's not. That's very offensive for all the people that are not getting paid.
They're getting back paid, though.
Okay.
But it's furlough. My mom explained it to me yesterday, because she got furloughed. She was like, it sucks, but whenever they open back up, you get all that money, all of it. All right, so it sucks right now. I know y'all having a hard time. Like, keep it a buck. January is the best time to be furloughed. Ain't nobody doing shit. We at home watching Netflix. There's nothing to do. Everybody broke from Christmas anyway. y'all twice as broke. I get that. I'm sorry. But y'all be all right. I mean, listen, your president, you
not
know,
mine.
He presidenting. You mean not yours?
His IQ got to be so low.
No, listen, the thing about Donald Trump is we need to accept the fact that he's a president just so we can, like, reference this mistake. Every year that we go by acting like that dude is not the president is another year we not taking accountability for our neighbors having voted for his ass. Something went wrong. Anyway, that's beside the point.
I'm not even
before we start with today's show.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things I would like to speak on really quick. Mm. I want to go with first and foremost, congratulations to Missy Elliott. She's getting inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The actual ceremony isn't until the summertime, but we do know she's going to be an inductee. She will be the first female rapper to be inducted.
Wow.
Third hip-hop act following Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri.
Wow. Amazing. Jay just got it.
She deserves that. Yeah, I think it went 2016, 2018, 2019.
Y'all gonna take
something
this,
like that.
Y'all gonna take this black culture and take it as yours finally. I was just telling somebody, white people have been picking and choosing which parts of black culture they want to subscribe to for a long time. Jay-Z is more popular than William Shakespeare. And he always will be. Stop teaching us that bullshit. We don't care. It's over. Like 30 years from now, niggas is not quoting Hamlet. They're not. They're going to be like, that's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. Like, that's exactly what I'm teaching my kids. Fuck William Shakespeare. That shit is whack. It's not even, it's like, we don't speak that language anymore. Why are we still teaching that?
I don't know. Why do we learn that?
Analog clocks? Nigga. Everybody got an iPhone. Well, I'm supposed to be looking at the time. That little hand and the big hand?
I don't know, man. Times are really changing.
They need to be changing because you know what? When the little hand is on the six, it means 30. How you just taught these niggas how to count. And now you got to tell them sixes mean 30s and threes mean 15. That's confusing.
And then a quarter is 15, not 25.
Why would you do that? Get rid of all that bullshit. All that stuff is old. I was telling somebody the other day that...
We got to upgrade the curriculum.
Yeah, well, you know, African-American culture is super young. We're babies. We ain't got no location to trace back our history to like Africans do or Chinese people do or Spanish-speaking people do. So, like, they take it for granted. And whenever shit comes out, they're like, oh, I love Will Smith. I don't know about that Beyonce. She's drunk and in love at the same time? Bitch, drinking and loving at the same time. I don't know about all that. And things are changing. The tide is turning. It's starting by getting rid of some of these terrible black sex offenders.
Ooh, boy.
A segue.
Are we about to segue out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm not even going to keep you guys too long on this. Fact of the matter is, there's a lot of talented people who have not gotten their chance to be, to live out their dream. Let's call it that. All right. A lot of people out here, we're on the YouTube or on Instagram, everybody's singing, doing covers, mixtapes, SoundCloud, all this stuff. Me and Jazz, for example, we put up our own money to do this because we love it that much. And it occurs to us that there's some irresponsible ass people in entertainment that need their time to be up. And that's completely okay with me. There has never been a time in history where black girls' voices have been important enough to actually just like take heed to. Like it took us so long to get from that sex tape to this point. It makes no sense.
To get from marrying somebody at 15 to this point.
Right. And so it occurs to me that, like, when you scroll through your internets, and I guess I got to shout out Bree, because, you know, Bree is a, you know, super advocate for all of this stuff. But it occurs to me that there are black men out here who are trying to defend him under the auspices of white men doing the same crimes. And people come at me more so than anybody because they're just like, you never say anything about Charlie Sheen or Kevin Spacey. I don't give a fuck about Charlie Sheen or Kevin Spacey. Right. I don't care about those white men. And I don't expect a lot from them.
And honestly, half of the people are actually on trial. Like,
yeah,
I think we're not paying as much attention because they ain't our folk. But please believe Kevin Spacey's show just got.
Right. Exactly.
It's axed.
Yeah. But
he left the show.
The worst thing about this is it's kind of like whenever you went out and you did something your mom told you not to do. And you said you did it because, you know, Britney did it. And she was like, I don't care what Britney did, mm-hmm. you know. You my child.
Yeah,
that's how I feel,
like,
about black
hey,
people.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. They was raping people during slavery. Why are we paying attention to R. Kelly? The whites. Like, no.
I don't care. But, you know, it occurs to me.
Just no.
Those
don't
black
defend
men,
him.
Those black men would rather bring a white man into the situation as a framing device than to listen to a black girl. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, you're literally dismissing
where does
all
your
the women that suffered. Because you want to protect that's your king.
Where does the loyalty really lie? Y'all look real funny in the light with every single time you come out your mouth. And there's also the thing that you could just not say anything at all.
Boom.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
Y'all are addicted to attention.
Yeah. Announcing that you're still going to listen to his music does what for you?
Nothing at all.
What does that say about you? What are you trying to convey? Like, what's the message here?
Do you know how often I listen to stuff that I be like, I don't want people to know I listen to this. Not because of rapists, but because it's just like, it's just strange. You know what I'm saying? I do that all day. I don't brag about all that stuff. It's not even your place. The fact that the internet has decided to come into our home has really destroyed you. Did you know what it starts with? Venmo. All right? Because Venmo's stupid as shit. They got y'all thinking y'all supposed to be sharing what you spend your money on.
That gives some people a high. Like, I want y'all to see.
Well, I saw somebody say that they were paying for an 8-ball emoji, and I was like, is that pool or coke? I haven't seen either of those people since. We'll never know. But fact of the matter is, you could choose not to speak. To hell with R. Kelly. To hell with Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby was my favorite. I loved Bill Cosby. I can take a L. I know how to take a L. And me and Jazz, we love the people that we highlight on this show. We're huge fans, but anyone can get it. Anyone, okay? Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Black, white, or Indian, get the fuck out of here with that. Thank you very much.
Or Mexican or anything else.
All of that shit. All of it. All of y'all creeps can go ahead. I'm not going to defend a child molester.
And that's that on
his
that.
His music does not make that okay.
Now, I'll list 5 songs that I think I'm going to absolutely miss. And when I say miss, they're gone and I'm still not going to listen to them. Nivea's Laundromat. And I'm on the fence about whether or not I'll play it or not.
Yeah.
But there is also the opportunity for some of you guys to do covers of this music right now and to get his royalties out of the way because he's getting sued out the yin yang. We can listen to all R. Kelly music if y'all cover the shit right now. Hurry up.
Joe Budden said the same thing. And it's kind of like, should we just leave it all alone, period?
Yeah.
Because like, you're still going to think about the creator of it. You know?
Juvenile Rodeo. I love Juvenile's Rodeo. It's Keep got it. That 12-play sample, though. Can't do it. Oh, Bump and Grind, sorry. Do you remember the time when we fell in love? Michael Jackson, that's going to be tough. And as far as R. Kelly personally is concerned, Ignition, I was already over it. I'm a DJ. I've been spending that shit for years. I've been over Ignition, so that's good. We good on that. Slow Wind was a favorite whenever I was young. And I liked...
I haven't had the desire to listen to R. Kelly's actual music since 2006.
That's fantastic. Like, okay, I Sparkle. Just don't... 2 years ago, I didn't know you had any
Yeah, that was fine during that time, but I do not find myself searching for that and wanting to play it.
And, you know, it doesn't happen often for me either. I don't think he's as big as you guys were making him out to be. I thought it was going to be like a, ooh, get rid of R. Kelly. We was going to do fun hashtags like rename R. Kelly song, but that shit turned into a shit show.
Mess. And what's hurting me is songs he penned. I don't give a damn about his own catalogs. And that's that on that. Let's move on. How about it?
All right. B2K!
B2K!
Or B2Ray, right? Or Ray2K? That's not happening?
What could have been, what should have been.
Damn.
B2K announced that they will be touring for the 2019. It's a reunion. It's time to put on your best early 2000s fashions. Put on your velour suits, your jersey dresses, your Air Force Ones, all of that shit. Because we about to have a blast.
Jasmine, where you getting them colors? Are you dyeing them?
Bitch, I might be. joining him, Mario. Yes, I'm more excited for that.
Yo, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bobby Valentino. I guess he goes by Bobby V now, not Valentino. I don't know. Yin Yang Twins? I'm not making this up. Where is this coming from? I did it. Okay, some of these names.
Yin Yang Twins, I had heard that through the rumor mill, but I didn't know if that was true or not. Is that a real thing?
Lloyd.
Lloyd. That's a big deal, too.
Between Mario and Lloyd, I'm done.
Mario, do you remember Why Would You Want to Break Up?
Yeah.
That was a great song. Mario probably has 10 on him. 10
Mario,
on.
That's a vocalist, okay? Let's talk about singers.
Also, he wrote fantastic poetry in Freedom Riders.
You and that damn Freedom Riders.
Hey, man, I love Hillary Swank.
Mario is a vocalist. I love him. I appreciate him. Also joining, Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
They gave us some things we should not have been listening to in what, like middle school?
I'm going
to
come on and say this. I lost my virginity to Pretty Ricky. I did. I lost my virginity to Pretty Ricky.
Shocking.
Is it? Also, H-Town,
no,
Knocking the Boots.
Totally sarcastic.
Both of those songs, H-Town, Knocking the Boots, and Pretty Ricky.
You thought that far ahead during the losing of your virginity that you had...
I just had a playlist of songs that were already kind of adjacent to that anyway. Remember iMeme.com?
No.
It was like a social media make your own playlist site.
Okay.
With all these like random Napster tracks basically.
It's the first Spotify?
Yeah, the first Spotify. MySpace bought it, and that's where you got all your MySpace songs from. I didn't think that far ahead. I didn't know what was going to happen that night. But either way it goes, she wanted to hear Pretty Ricky. Honestly, I wasn't that big of a fan. But whatever was going on.
Yo, they had some nasty music.
It was literally on the hotline. I don't know anything else.
What?
I don't know any other Pretty Ricky songs.
You don't know?
Not firsthand.
Your love's like honey.
Yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, they had a whole album of just nastiness.
That's a really good classic R&B song for the time. Because that song sounds like Tyrese, Genuine. I'm picking some other people than the person I want to say. That song sounds like some classic R&B.
And lastly, Chingy. I'm here for it.
Is Jason Weaver coming out from One Call Away?
I hope so. Can y'all get Jason Weaver on the line?
Weaver, how are you at? Stand up.
Please make sure you come out.
I might need
Chingy
to get tickets. Why? I, like, this might be something I'm very interested in. I didn't look into it because it sounded like a Scream tour. And when I don't have any aversion to that either. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not a big B2K fan.
I think that's what's throwing it. I think, like, guys can enjoy this, but it's just the fact that B2K is headlining that makes it feel like this is girl heartthrob. Like, this ain't for me. Like, I don't know, because it's some good acts.
But
like,
girls are going to be there.
The women will be there, which is why men should be there.
Well,
you might say find that your wifey, you know?
It's 50-50. Because then you're going to be like, oh, I wish all these niggas wasn't here.
Yeah, because I'll be like, J-Boo, what's look, good?
As soon as you smell like that marijuana cloud, you're just like, it wasn't this kind of party. It really wasn't. Like, this was more of like a wine event, not like a marijuana event. I can't wait to legalize marijuana so we can stop smoking blunts in public. That shit is the worst. I need y'all to find some gummies or cookies or some shit so y'all stop doing that outside of the house. That shit stinks. Anyway, yeah, Mario and Lloyd could get me there. Chingy as well. Do you remember I'm a Baller? High Roller, baby. That's my shit.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Chingy gave us some, all right? Chingy gave us some. So, like, literally all these people and, like, I liked B2K. I wasn't, like, fangirling as hard as my peers. Mm. I appreciate them and I love them, but I was not, like, too crazy. Mm. I'm more here for Mario and Lloyd. They can sing to me all night.
Somebody got a voicemail from me right now, me singing, "Baby, that's the reason why I love you. You're my heart, girl." That was my shit.
That's my favorite
song.
Mine too.
Oh,
that's where I really connected.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. So all that R. Kelly shit is gone for you. You don't care about bump, bump, bump.
Like, cool, but you know, that one, that was the one.
And listen to Diddy, like, transcending time and space all the time. And Bump Up Bump comes on Sirius 97, right? With all my, like, all the stuff that we like, right? Mm-hmm. And Bump Up Bump comes on, and I hear Diddy, yeah. And I'm like, damn, Diddy, at what point in my life were you not on the radio? Seriously, like, and you know what? Like, people don't question it. They're never like, hey, get your old ass out of here.
Nope.
They're just like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, we're going to dance to this.
And I'm dancing.
B2K,
yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, shake that.
I appreciate that.
Hey, me too.
So I do have my tickets, and I'm ready for whatever. Point me to where I get my early 2000s fashions. I'm going to get that jersey dress my mom never bought me.
Jazz, you already have a bunch of early 2000s fashions.
Where?
I know you do. Like, I know you flexing, like, I'm going to go find some stuff.
I low-key might have, like, hell a piece of House of Darion at the crib.
Listen, big facts. Jazz can fit all the stuff she wore in high school.
Okay, first of all, no. You think I'm skinny now, but I was, like, deathly thin in high school.
Prove it. Where's your 10 years? Where's your how hard the Asian hitting your challenge?
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. Because I don't like to embarrass myself like you guys
Not
do.
On purpose.
Like, not on purpose.
Like, yeah, I look good now. I look good now.
I look
Nothing
good.
Matter.
I probably look good for the time, but it is 2019. We are not worried about that. We worry about something else, okay? Man. Not what I looked like in high school.
I'm about to stop laughing because I'm afraid my how hard the Aiden hit you challenge in 2029 is going to look terrible. The laugh lines and shit, the crow's feet and shit. I've been looking at shit too hard. I got to stop zooming
in. Yeah, I
want to
see y'all how hard did Aiden hit you in 10 more years.
But lucky
Show
for
me,
I lost my hair out like really early, so... God's gonna bless me with fantastic skin and like young boyish looks outside of that for the rest of my life. I knew that out the gate. I was like, damn, I'm losing my hair. But I'm gonna have some great skin. I already know that. Cause it was either gonna happen now or at 45 when I was gonna have a midlife crisis and I was gonna come out with a motorcycle or some shit or a podcast.
All right, okay, moving on. All right, next order of business. We are, by the time this drops, we're late. I mean, we're late now when we're recording. We do have a 20-year anniversary. January 12th, Ooh. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Classic. This is pop heaven, okay? We were teeny boppers that first video. Baby One More Time was iconic with the outfits. She came through with the pigtails.
And like one of the greatest piano riffs of all time. I stand behind the fact that that's one of the best written songs of all time. One of the best produced and written songs. Because whenever they do that breakdown, that, oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
I must confess that my loneliness is killing me now.
Don't you know I still believe you would be here. Just give me a sign.
Hit me, baby, one more time. This album went diamond. Who does that anymore? You know, that's a thing of the past.
I gotta go home. That took the life out of me. I'm exhausted.
Debuted at number one, of course. Best-selling album by a teenage solo artist, according to the Guinness Book of World Records 2000.
That's crazy.
Huge. That's she crazy. Came out bussing.
Bussing.
Followed up by You Drive Me Crazy, which was also major in my life because there was a movie. And it starred Melissa Joan Hart.
Yep. I just can't.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Well, you add like a house backbeat to that shit.
But it feels all right. Baby, thinking of you keeps me up all night. But Melissa Joan Hart starred in the You Drive Me Crazy movie. Mm-hmm. She was in the music video. I loved Melissa Joan Hart because Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Hello. Mm. So that made
you also happy. Love people with three names. Exactly. And for a reference point.
I wasn't going to say it, but you know. Yeah,
episode Team Pop Bop, Jazz actually brings this exact story up. I listened back to it recently. So as soon as you came up, I was like, she's going to bring up Melissa Joan Hart.
Of course. Duh. How could I not?
Of course. She's a goat.
Born to Make You Happy. Can you drop that? Because I'm blanking a little bit.
You telling me? I don't know what the hell that is. Do you have an idea of what that was now? No? I mean, it sounds like what it would sound like. It sounds like a song by Britney Spears.
Okay, anyway. Don't care. and then, From the Bottom of My Broken Heart. Now, that one was another good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fun fact, though. Baby One More Time, guess who that almost went to?
Christina.
Nope.
Whitney.
Nope. Getting warmer because she's black.
Mariah's mixed, so am I getting colder?
Yeah. It actually was presented to TLC. TLC rejected it.
You know, it's crazy, though. That song mixes incredibly well with No Scrubs. Not that it matters. It's not that crazy.
Speaking of freaking TLC.
Okay.
I was watching the movie the other day.
Left Eyes movie?
Oh, no. I love that one. But the TLC
one. I was like,
one,
you found that? Because I've been looking for
the
it.
They play it on VH1 quite often.
No, they don't.
I've
anymore.
Watched it fairly
no,
recently.
They play Black Ink Crew on VH1 quite often.
No, I've watched it fairly recently.
It's
no
like a
jokes.
Holiday snow day kind of thing, though. They don't play it that often.
You're right. But they sit down with Pebbles, like, during their signing, mm-hmm. when they first signed. And she said,
I remember that.
You'll get a $25 weekly stipend for food and everything else, like, for a living.
Yeah.
$25 a week.
Well,
$100
you know,
a month. That was just a little fun fact. But 20 years of Britney Spears, Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
I still enjoy Britney's music. It takes me to a place. When you listen to that first and second album, we love you, Britney. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, back to the main subject. We are diving into part two of Pharrell / the Neptunes. Let's dig in. All right, I do believe we got a pick up in 2003.
That means your boy is back.
Sexy, I know y'all miss the bounce. We need to bounce with the sex,
you know.
Just get it in.
Yeah, ma. Who is back. Lay back. Roof is back. Tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta worry about who can rap. It's cause the truth is back. Let's go through my rap. New York, New York. Yeah, where my okay. Jay-Z did everything but say, this is crazy, right?
This video was dope. They had the runway models. I do believe like some of the models from like America's Next Top Model was on there. So it's like super dope for me. But Naomi Campbell, like just a feel good.
It's elegant thing rap. Going on. It's elegant rap. Yeah. Like it's like, you know, the best elegant rap artist of all time, Jay-Z. This is not in order, actually. But Jay-Z, Biggie, Rick Ross. They talk cloth talk all the time. So right after, well, Bad Boys 2 comes out, right? Black Album is doing big numbers, right? I don't think it's actually officially out yet, but the singles are coming out and they're going crazy, crazy. And Jay-Z drops phenomenal, outrageous bars on Excuse Me, Miss Again, which is La La La.
Neptune track smoke like la la la. Oh. It's the rock, baby, sing a lullaby. Come on. Excuse me, miss. You should come hang with me. Basically. Hold up, skip all the singing, let's get right tonight.
Listen, I know my English ain't as modest as you like, but come get some, you little bums. I take the cake from under the baker's thumb. Oh my God. Jay goes off. Every single bar in this song is phenomenal. It's not Chris Rock, bitch. It's the Rock, bitch. A franchise like a Houston Rocket. Y'all mean?
Oh!
Golly.
Oh, I love Jay so much.
Have you ever in your long-legged life been seen around a nigga with this much pink ice? Look, but don't touch, motherfucker. Think twice, because the gat that I got a little red light. Need a light to smoke that la la la. Why? Why did you do that? This was the moment I think I realized that he was my favorite rapper. This was the song. It was bigger than life, as far as I was concerned. And it's not his most popular song by any means. He doesn't even perform it anymore. But it is outrageous.
It still come on at the club, though.
And as you can tell, I know that song like the back of my hand.
I see that.
Oh, God.
I see that. Okay, and then we got Khalees. Milkshake. Now, the Neptunes been with Khalees from the start. She got buzzing off her first album, but this single here shut it down for Khalees.
It was outrageous.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right.
The thing that makes these. Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy.
I just always remember this freaking video being on. I'm like, retire this. I'm tired of her milkshake.
Jazz, you let it go last episode. I'm not mistaken.
It just was played so much. But I appreciate that. That means it was a major hit. But I just remember every day on 106 at Park. Her in them jeans and that bustier, she was a ting. Okay?
Khalees was very much like she was a underdog in her lane so much. Because before this, she had the hook on Got Your Money that she was really well known for. Mm-hmm. And I Hate You So Much Right Now, what she was really well known for. But not much else was like really crossing over. Milkshake was really what brought her to that
huge
level.
What is it on? Was it on Milk? Tasty. Mean Girls?
Oh,
the little girl dancing to the delivery room.
Yeah. But I mean, like, listen,
it crossed over, okay?
There's not a period of time where we don't need a good sex adjacent song.
Yeah.
Innuendo songs make the world go round. That's what controls pop music. You need them. And it's not of our time. It's been of everybody's time. So keep the shit moving.
You don't remember. You don't forget that music video either.
No, never. Like I don't.
Next up, mind you, guys, we're trying to list off like the major hits. There is so much music in between. It's like unbelievable.
Right.
But Pharrell releases this loose track solo. And you thinking, we about to get a Pharrell album out of this? We don't, but this was a damn banger.
Well, you get something out of it. And it is Star Trek presents.
Sexy. Okay, that's a soft. I'm gonna get with you.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
Classic.
Again, it goes back to that comment you made about how he not the best singer, but somehow the shit works.
Well, you know,
like, I don't get it, because like when you're listening, his voice is not amazing. It's kind of quirky and odd, yeah, and high and weird, but the shit sounds so good.
Two things that should be takeaways from this. Pharrell obviously records himself having sex because he remembers everything that he said very well, and decides, he was like, you know, I'm gonna use that later. like you know, like, yeah, you sexy, yeah. Yeah, that's fat too. I've been trying to tell you for a minute. Sneak through your window. You cute. No. But Pharrell, when this song came out, it changed kind of like everything. I really think this song set the stage for people choosing to not get somebody else to sing their hooks if they could hold a note. Mm-hmm. Like, it was big, and we were all just like, just kind of behind it. He's owed a lot of favors by this point. People owe Pharrell favors for eternity.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate.
Well, he does the clones release. Star Trek releases the clones, the compilation. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he didn't have to pay anybody to be on that album. He had been giving out all his work. Everybody owed him big money. Jay-Z comes on this track and gives him fantastic bars because he needed to. That was his due diligence, just giving him that verse. Because, I mean, Pharrell's not paying nobody for no bars.
Again,
everybody owes Pharrell money.
Jay-Z and Pharrell make magic, and that's that on that.
They do, but, I mean, also, like, it's good for you. Like, if you were an artist, you want to be on this album.
Another music video etched in my brain. Lauren London, this is like...
And that girl in the
this
Cannon
is when
dated.
We got that look on her, like, who is that?
Yeah, I mean, and she was honestly
and
like,
this was Video Girls being pretty simple, like, you didn't
yeah
need
she was
to,
a classic baddie. That's what
yeah
I'm
like the people weren't dressed provocative, like, she had on a t-shirt and jeans and shit. Yeah. Like, she was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Mimi Faust also in this video from Love
Mimi
and Hip Hop
is in that video.
She's the other girl beside wow Lauren London. And then there was the popular Video Girl, like the dark skinned girl in there.
Yeah.
She was very popular at that time.
Nick Cannon dated her.
Okay.
Yeah. That semi recently, post Mariah Carey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it was the talk of the town for a little bit, that he pulled her, and that was a big deal. But either way it goes, yeah, these girls were hanging out at this skate park. It looked like Rob Dyrdek's house.
It probably was.
Right. It might have been.
Keeping the heat coming, we also got another beautiful-ass rap song collabo.
It's funny you say that way. You said beautiful-ass?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a pun?
That shit beautiful than a mug.
It feels good. It feels like I wish I had more money.
Right?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I need to be on somebody's island in a damn thong.
Every single day I wake up thinking about how somebody is someplace like that. That was Brazil. But, I mean, people are in Brazil right now. And this song just reminds me that people are in Brazil every time I hear.
Yeah, that's kind of... the big singles from 2003. At this point, I read, when you're listening to the radio at this point, the Neptunes is responsible for 43% of the songs you're hearing
43%.
In 2003. 43% of the music being played on the radio.
We've come a long way from Rump Shaker.
Has the Neptunes involved, okay? Yeah. That is crazy.
That's big, big news.
2002, they won the Source Award and the Billboard Award for Producers of the Year. So by now, the block is really hot.
It's so hot that it's about time for us to get into some pop, naturally.
Let's turn to some pop. What we got?
This my shit. All the girls stomp your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause ain't no holla back girl. Ain't no holla back girl.
As you know,
this is how everybody learned to spell banana. Is it two N's, one A, three? What are we doing here?
You know what?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Little known fact, the song is extremely undanceable. You can't do shit to it. I spit it a lot. People love to hear it, but they just kind of...
You don't really know what to do.
But it's kind of like
you
it's one of those
step.
Things like...
You got to be like...
If you see me, listen...
You just got to be like a cheerleader. You just got to stomp the clap. Stomp
and
clap.
You got to stomp to holla back,
they
girl.
They put it in there. You stomp and clap. That's what you do to that, okay?
Also, if anybody out there has any idea as to what a holla back girl may be...
what is
she,
that
she didn't
exactly?
actually allude to what that exactly
she
was.
She didn't.
Gwen Stefani, man, listen, sometimes whenever your culture is like, you know, being slightly appropriated, it's so obvious. Like, it's like whenever somebody adds an izzle to a word that doesn't need to be izzled in like 2003. Holla back girl is along the lines of a fake izzle because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but we was rocking, okay?
No, that it's a great song, though.
It was definitely on 106 in part.
Yeah, I don't
countdown.
Mean to discredit its ubiquity. It's a fantastic song. It doesn't make any sense at all. Like she did hear you was talking shit, and you didn't think anybody would hear it. When people hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up, you know, that pisses her off. And I guess that's what Holla Back Girl is somebody who's heard...
A person who talking shit?
No,
basically?
Somebody who heard that she was talking shit. like, I ain't no holla back girl, all right? So don't let me hear about you talking shit again, all right? At the end of this, I just want you to know this shit is bananas. She was just excited that Pharrell was in the studio.
Hey, yeah, no, it's a chant song, not a dance song.
Yeah, and this is Gwen Stefani's Harajuku era, right? She's doing all this Japanese stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki Minaj appropriated Gwen Stefani. Who appropriated
No. That reminds me that like 2 days ago or something, I was on Twitter and somebody was like, man, I miss when Gwen Stefani was Mexican.
No, you saw that because I favorited the video where she did the hypnotized beat. When it's on, it's on, it's on, it's on, I miss the layback.
Why we at two different tempos? Live a luxury.
Remember she also had, if I were a rich girl.
No,
little like creeps into different cultures. It was like Gwen Stefani was the United Nations of pop music. She was just bringing us to all these different spaces and shit.
Like, what was going on? Okay.
Where in the world is Gwen Stefani? He was Carmen Sandiego as fuck. Who in the world is Gwen Stefani?
No. Ooh, okay. By this time, NERD releases another album.
Is Fly or Die?
Fly or Die.
I had to cut this out of the last episode because I didn't realize exactly how off I was. But Fly or Die is the first rock album I ever purchased with my own money. And the big reason why is because I could not get enough of this beat. Again, Pharrell sex sounds.
Shake it. Bass. Hey. Shake it. Shake it. She makes
disguise her ass. She's sexy. This shit was crazy. Now, the big reason why this makes a huge dent in my life is because a bunch of rappers that Pharrell was already friends with decided to get on like a remix and rapped their asses off over the beat. Now, I don't think I have the track on me, but when I tell you, like, it was phenomenal. Big genre blending time for us, because this is right after Speaker Box Love Below. Gnarls Barkley's about to pop. Everything that you thought you knew about whatever genre you were like closest to is about to change. And NERD is part of that movement.
Oh, definitely. Huge. The Neptunes started doing a lot for Slim Thug at this time. Slim Thug was pretty big at this time, right?
Slim Thug is
peak Slim Thug.
This is peak.
I don't take them out to eat. I ain't here to trick or treat. I ain't trying to put you weave. I ain't heard of that.
I don't care.
I'm just here to train hoes. Put them on the main road.
JD, this is not Slim Thug.
Change your whole attitude. It's time to take off your cool.
But yes.
Star Trek. Come on. I don't take them out to eat. I ain't here to trick or treat. I ain't trying to fix your weave. I ain't heard of that. I'm just here to train hoes. Put them on the main road. Teach them how to change clothes. You heard of that. Change your whole attitude. It's time to take off your cool. If it make you want to move, then move. My niggas get up on it. Hey. I bitches start.
Wow. Somehow JD and I just did the Macarena to that. I don't
honestly
know.
And it flowed really well.
Cause it's boom. Boom, boom,
I mean, it's a really unique sounding beat, and Slim Thug is coming off of Houston's big boom right now, because this is right after Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't hold me. Anyway, but still tipping and all those big Paul
Wall Houston kind of doing it up at this moment.
Yeah, they turned it to like
Houston the big, not playing with your ass.
They turned it to this big thing. And Slim Thug rode his 10 minutes well.
Hell yes. Him on damn Check On It. Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, and he's also on that Gwen Stefani track we referenced just a minute ago.
Which one? Which ethnicity is her at the time?
Let me get the maid back.
I said, which ethnicity is
Mexican,
her?
Mexican Gwen. This is Mexican Gwen. And he got on that track too. But it should be noted that I accidentally played the Jay-Z version, and Jay-Z says he performs and when he heats it up like LEG warmers. And I was just like, man, he just does not stop. Jay-Z just had a battery in his back this year. Like, he was not stopping for anything.
He dropped the Black Album, then he backed out. It as the best rapper alive.
It's so crazy. Like Jay-Z rapping right after the Black Album was almost like he was in an addiction. It was like crack to him. He was like, all right, I'm done.
How many times did Jay-Z retire?
Dear Summer, I know you're gonna miss me, because he just could not stop rapping.
And I'm very appreciative of that. Like, thank you for not being able to actually stop.
But you know what? You know, like, the bars that come right after Black Album is Jeezy Go Crazy and Diamonds Are Forever remix and The Slim Thug and Excuse Me Miss Again. He never, like, I mean, he got the best of Jay-Z is actually right after he retires. Like, that moment.
He's then he
like,
came back and was still the best rapper alive. That's how it went.
He always talks about him wearing the number 4 or 5, but he was not. He was 2-3 right after that.
Oh, we also got Like a Boss.
I call shots like a boss, stack knots like a boss, okay. Top drive like a boss, on top like a boss, pay the cows like a boss, run the flows like a boss, big house like a boss.
This is not a hit. That song is not a
that
hit.
That was a hit.
I mean, it says radio edit, so I know it was on the radio. But
Like a Boss, where is it? It was number 67 on the hip hop.
Number 67 on the hip hop charts.
All right. Okay, moving on. Okay, huge one.
Yeah, Pharrell's about to sample a spray can.
A spray can.
See, this is out of a Timbaland book.
You're right.
This is a school of Timbaland. Yeah.
Yo. Yo, they went crazy on this shit.
I was addicted another to
one.
It.
I was like, this gonna have to be put to rest on 106 and Park.
I was addicted to this because it's one of those things that you're addicted the to elements, because it sounds like nothing.
No, the elements, like yeah. the Snoop and then the.
Well, I was just like, at my computer downloading this song illegally, listening to it going. just along with the spray can. Like, and also it should be noted, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but the one of the first gifts I've ever seen was my AOL Instant Messenger.
The dance they do. The wheel, the kind of wheel thing they do. Yes.
Yeah, swagged out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those like
this
really,
was a moment.
It's a vibe, and something that should be noted is this song is the song that stamps Pharrell as a super underrated rapper.
Yeah.
To me. Because his verse was my shit, though, that I'm a nice guy with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes?
See these ice creams?
Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. Phantom exterior like fish eggs. The interior is like suicide wrist red. I could exercise you. This could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, ma. That's how you get a his ed. It was rude. It was
ice creams was his shoes too, right?
He had like, ice creams going. He had BBC going. He was rapping. He was singing.
Billionaire Boys Club.
And I should also note that Drop It Like It's Hot is also not danceable. Snoop Dogg got about 10 solid careers in him. It's funny too, because is he related to Brandy and Ray J?
Related.
I think that Brandy and Ray J are his cousins.
Are you joking?
No,
I mean, they
no.
are from L.A., huh?
Brandy is the older sister of Ray J as well as cousin of rapper Snoop Dogg. Yeah. So it would make sense that that whole family would be able to remain relevant for their entire lives. Snoop Dogg has a gospel album. He's got Drop It Like It's Hot era Snoop. He's got Sexual Seduction era Snoop. He's got Gin and Juice era Snoop. He's got, there's like.
And now he's cooking with Martha Stewart.
There is not a period of time where Snoop Dogg is not somebody who would probably boost your album sales if you had him on a track. That's intense. Came to get my thrill. You know you. I'm just going to sing it instead of play it. Came to get my thrills. You know you want some more, girl. So come on. This song is actually more fun.
Let's get blown.
This song is actually more fun to sing than it is to listen to.
Mariah Carey releases this good ass album, The Emancipation of Mimi.
You're underselling it. This is a rebranding for
this
her.
This is a rebranding. Yeah, that's exactly huge. Right. This is humongous.
This is her DJ Khaled Snapchat.
Them chickens is ash and I'm lotion.
Yes. Say something.
I am over here looking at you. You are over there watching the two. Both painting pictures of how we're kissing.
So what you gonna do? So what you gonna do?
Oh my God! Fresh. You got my mind blown. And baby, I'm ready to go.
If it's what you want, then say something, say something. If it's what you want, then say something good to me. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. If it's what you want, say something good to me. Let's make it.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Fresh out of Pharrell's Change Clothes book.
Woo.
It's a sexy, rich song. And it, you know what?
Snoop Dogg on it.
You can this is a good shmoney dance song. Not that you were doing that at the time, but I just did it. It caps off what was a masterpiece for Mariah Carey's machine. And I say Mariah Carey's machine because I know she's not like a producer type of person, But I mean, everybody was right there in her corner for this, for this like album.
This album,
everybody
yeah.
was right there in her corner.
Like, and let's get on that. The rebranding of Mariah Carey.
The kind of meticulous she had to be to make this happen. I was absolutely. We were all here for it. And it's so funny because emancipation is, you know, I only associated with slavery. So it was great.
See, this is when we got to move on because you do this.
I do what?
This.
Well, it was Mariah Carey freeing the black girl.
I know. You've said it before.
I have?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, you have.
Jazz is hearing the same stories over and over again. Yeah, this relationship is actually over.
All right. Okay. My hot girls love this one. Just
drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
All right, let's get Nelly out the damn basement parties because it's always hot where he is, okay?
And he's from St. Louis. Whenever the summertime does come, it's hot as shit.
Sweat dripping all over your body. It's hot in here. Take your clothes off.
St. Louis is awful, so I completely understand why he's at house parties.
Get him out them basement parties, okay?
I said if the eagle doesn't fit, because you got to drop down to get it on. Anyway.
I wish you kept that one in your pocket. I really do. I really do.
If the eagle don't fit,
yeah.
I said, girl, come over here, put your eagle on. If you don't fit, it's because you got to drop down and put your eagle
and get
on.
It on. Yeah.
Anyway,
another banger.
A banger. Wow. It didn't chart. It didn't do the magic that I think that they really wanted it to do.
To
but
black
it was very
people,
close.
It did.
Flap Your Wings was a big Nelly hit that wasn't one of those. I think they wanted to recreate this hot in here magic. And they didn't exactly do that just to a T, but it was dangerously close.
That's why I said my hot girls know it. You know, like not the world, but my hot girls. Yeah. Like everybody wasn't feeling it, but the hot girls. Yeah.
People who mattered to me.
The girls who mattered in your life fucked with it. Okay?
Exactly. That's why they dropped down and got the eagle on. Ah, moving on.
Yeah.
Look, we've known each other for some time. I think it's time. Sorry, baby.
Woo. This song is too big to be true.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you couldn't dance, you felt like it. You felt like you could.
There's no better Omarion offering than this. And the only close thing would be Icebox.
Oh yeah, I would probably put Icebox over this if I had to say an Omarion top song.
It's funny too because like I mean, Omarion was getting a Pharrell Timberland machine combo like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
and I only say Icebox because for Touch, it was a big visual song too. We love this song because of the music video as well. Seeing him and the girl in the street dancing, like that kind of set it over. The song alone, I don't care to revisit as much. Icebox, I'm going to sing that to my dying day.
Well, I mean, I think your R&B ear has you leaning towards Icebox more because Touch is a little more of a dance track than it is.
But I'm also a dancer, JD. I'm also dancer.
That's true.
Okay, little known facts.
Hey, drop down and kachiki.
Really?
But here's the thing. I just realized this about this, okay? Touch, Omarion, Pharrell. Pharrell offers up vocals on the third part of the song, bridge, right? Oh, baby, by the way.
Oh, baby, by the way. They really went back and forth with him like that.
And that was great.
Real cute.
And Timbaland did the exact same thing for Icebox.
Damn.
Founders is up in this cold world.
This is a quality battle.
This is a battle right here.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is a tie. But I do love the kind not the flat note. It's a flat note. The everything is all for you. See, that's what puts Touch over the edge for me because Pharrell actually went to work vocally on this song. It's crazy. I love it. I love Touch.
Just to let you know, we are now stepping into the year 2006. We still are more than a decade behind right now. We still have so much to
We're 13 years away from being done with this.
This is wild to me.
So if you want to, you got the green light. So if you want to, you got the green light. So if you want to.
Listen here. Beyonce been doing some things since the beginning of time. She released B-Day full visual album. Green light, just I'm about to start crying.
Listen,
here.
Green light is about consent. And I had no idea until just this moment, actually.
I just want you to know he also did Kitty Cat. So let's, yeah.
All right, keeping it in the family.
Keep it in the family.
I love this song. I was super excited because I say what you want to about Pusha T or Drake or whatever. If you want to get into those things. Something that needs to be absolutely noted is that these niggas rap. Uh-huh. It's hip hop. It's uh-huh. rap.
You know we back, right? Uh-huh. Clear the streets uh-huh. out. Uh-huh. Come on with it. Star Trek. Is this haters? I'm doing deals like the majors. Ice cream sneakers, I signed my first skater. So you could pay three and buy yourself some Babesters. Bulletproof on the t-shirts because they hate us.
Do like Snoop, stay step your game up. Oh, man. Just last week, I was out in Aspen. Me and Puff hop another plane, both us laughing. Week before that, I was out in Italy. Italian heartthrobs could not get rid of me. Up and down the telecrib, me and like 10 hoes. Pharrell is a great rapper. Underrated. Underrated. Mr. Me Too, I think that was my MySpace thing for a little bit. My quote was,
go off.
Everybody meet Mr. Me Too. Like, yeah, that was my shit. I'm not going to lie. But I love...
That
Virginia
is somebody's
rap.
Twitter handle for sure, Mr. Me Too.
Absolutely. But I mean, Virginia rap is its own rap, actually, and it doesn't get enough shine. But I love Virginia rap, and I was excited about Hell Half No Fury. Keys Open Doors, Want What It Do. I'm not going to spin all these because they're not big, big hits into the world, but I was here. How Jazz felt about Green Light. Yeah. How I felt about Clips. Basically.
Like, it's not on your top 40, but like,
yeah,
it matters
is, this
to
was
us.
It to
okay?
Me. Yeah.
We're in Rhonda Land on this one. This is
I shake my butt today.
My best friend Rhonda. This is Rhonda Land, this one here.
Money maker, like somebody about to pay ya. I see you on my radar, don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
I just want to note that Danny Duquesne also does a hey, hey, hey on the song. It don't matter, but to me it does.
Well, there's a formula. unfortunately for me, this is my least favorite Ludacris thing. No, that's fine. It's not my favorite Ludacris thing. At the time, I wanted so much more from that. That collab was something that I had a lot of stock in. And when it came out, I was like, is there something else that I'm missing?
So Pharrell's solo didn't come when we thought it would, but eventually it did in my mind. 2005.
And out of all the people who he commissioned to get on his first single, he called the person who he knew could be anybody.
None of them.
Let's do it.
It's very.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Basement.
On and my nuts, I'm palming. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
He was rapping.
It's very like commercial. Can I have it? Ain't that featured on a commercial somewhere? Can I have it like that?
It's probably on somebody's.
It's like not a big single,
it's something
you want to hear.
The Verizon Crazer commercial. Yo, where's the lie? I'm almost like positive that's exactly what it was. Now, for a lot of us, the bigger song on this was this.
World's famous. World's famous. You're now listening to Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Let's go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
come
your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you. Oh girl, come on, come on. Maintain this living.
I mean,
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye.
Well, Kanye would be the first to tell you how big of a Pharrell fan he was, so he was glad to get on that track. And then that song is a stamp for rap nerds, kind of. Still kind of like it crossed, but it wasn't. None of these songs did what they probably should have done.
Yeah, Pharrell, solo Pharrell and NERD do better overseas than the U.S. That's just the thing.
But that's what Pharrell is more of a fan of.
That's
what should be noted.
There's an unreleased track called Baby featuring Beyonce. Who downloaded that off LimeWire? Send it to me.
I mean, I can probably find it for you. But I'm almost done with the Pharrell album, but this was the only song, and I'm going to play like 2 seconds of it.
That's fine.
That's actually like of real, real value.
We do this in our sleep, nigga.
That was Snoop track. That was 01.
Never been in love before. I'm going to holler at you, Mike.
Can you hear the birds chirping? I'm going someplace warm. I'm getting the hell out of North Carolina. Golly. Let me just tell you that there's a Getting Some Head remix. If y'all remember Shauna's Getting Some Head, which was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. The only one Shauna has. And Ludacris, Pharrell, and Lil Wayne are on it. Ask me who has the best verse on it.
Pharrell?
Pharrell has the best verse on it. By like a mile.
Right. You're right. Yes,
check it out, man. I make a fiend for that blow. They be pumping the PP, be pumping them hoes. Stick it their ass, they got their tongue just go. You ain't fucking with me when it come to these hoes. Flash fast across the chin. What I'm saying to them, man, I don't pretend. Push one button, and the chrome is ducking. Keep it going like the grill in the air fucking. She's a freak, she want ease in a purple drove. Yeah, show her keys in the skirt to go to shirt to go. Yes. She said, hurt her though. Yes. In the cervical, yes. She be murdered though. What? Give her vertigo. Ball of G, ain't no apology. Wanna have a couple words, but apology. Been a senior sports car, but a smaller beat. Enzo's outside for y'all to see. Nigga, look at my chain. Look at my ring. Rocks and watches, bracelet playing. Keeping it going, nigga, to the break of day. Can't compare, so you just complain. Mad as a bitch, what? Grabbing your bitch, what? Get OJ, start slapping your bitch. I'm AC, here's a cap for your bitch. Want me and my niggas sit back and laugh at your bitch. AC, gotta stay cool, man. Never let them see you sweat, that's the rule, man. Hit it till we through, man. Send it back to you, man. That's what we do, man. Bubblegum shoot, man. Other than that, catch me getting some bread. You see my billboards, I be good.
Yes, sir.
Go on, bro.
That was like, that was big, big, big shit. I had heard it before, but it was probably 3 or 4 months ago. I was on a road trip and I was rolling through Ludacris hits, and I got to this song and I was like, how did Pharrell wash all these rappers on this damn song? Because he washed them. The flow was immaculate. Where we at?
You know what? Let's jump to 2007. Jay-Z released American Gangster.
As far as I'm concerned, this is the best Jay-Z song of all time.
That's bold.
I know
what you like.
I know what you like. Baby, you love. Baby, you like ho.
She wants that old thing back. She wants those heroin tracks. She likes me. She leans for me nightly. She leans for me. Moment she rests for my touch. This is about lust. Cold sweats occur when I'm not with her. My presence is a must. Miss Bonita Applebaum. I gotta put you on. If we couldn't, then I cut when the feeling would be too strong. Listen, here's the reason why this is so important to me. There's three verses on this track, and every single one of them is topical, got puns and wordplay just as much as the last one. I don't think y'all understand how often your favorite rapper does not stay on topic. It's not an easy thing to do, but this is a metaphor for cocaine and a relationship, and Jay-Z, he keeps the metaphor going three verses in a row. How could you leave me? I thought you needed me. When the world got too much, you pleaded with me. Who helped you immediately? How speedy of me? How could you deny me so vehemently? I didn't know what vehement was, my nigga. Like, this is a whole different Jay-Z that you got. This was an Andre 3000 version of Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a different Jay.
Yeah, and the beat set the screen. And most importantly, this was never Jay-Z was big enough to the point where he would put out a video and he didn't have to be in it.
And I know.
Jay-Z, this is art. This is art clash Jay-Z. This is the beginning of his interest in art. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of people are really nostalgic about Reasonable Doubt. And I love Reasonable Doubt. But I like art Jay-Z. I think grown-ass Jay-Z is fantastic. He's still probably the best rapper out right now.
No arguments here, ever, on that.
All right, I'm sorry.
Give It Up by Twista?
White girls want to give it up. Watch them. Black girls want to give it up. What is that sound that you made? Rude. Yo, that's rude.
Some good fart sound. I just want to note that Pharrell, the Neptunes, also were working heavily with Madonna, like in her eighth career. Heavily.
Yeah.
But Madonna, we don't got to play none
Madonna
of that
has
shit.
Like, Madonna has eight careers. Seven of those careers aren't valuable at all. Madonna doesn't have a fantastic voice. She's not a great dancer.
She's just always dangling somewhere.
She's got an aesthetic that just, she fucked Tupac. She slept with Tupac. She slept with a
People
dead guy.
People are more interested in that, and that's what's keeping her alive.
At some point, we've all slept with a dead person. That's not that valuable.
Okay, well, it's hella dark in here all of a sudden.
Turn the lights back on, JD. I slept with a dead person.
Not me. Can't relate.
We're only 28. Trust me, it's coming. Somebody gonna die. I hope none of my exes die. Yet. I hope y'all die whenever it's time to go. I'm do not resuscitate.
Which could be tomorrow.
I'm do not resuscitate. So everybody that's had sex with me, y'all about to be famous. I don't want to be kept alive. Fuck that.
Do not resuscitate. You already made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
I ain't got no money.
Keep me alive, please. Do whatever you got to do. Pump me with all the shit you got to pump me with.
I'll change it.
Watch me for
days. If somebody missed their period, I'll change it. But until then, I'm doing not resuscitate.
I just feel like I'm one of those people. Like,
but think about,
I need to come back.
Are you one of those people? You got to come back.
The thing about coming back
is you come home to bills. That's the thing. If I'm in the hospital, I've already spent too much money. You got to kill me now.
By the time I see the bill, I'm going to start cussing like, nigga, y'all let them bring me back to this.
I got in a car accident a few years ago. I don't know if you remember that. I thought about somersaulting out that bitch. I was like, because I didn't have gap insurance. And I realized it immediately. I was like, I ain't got gap insurance. I should just jump out this motherfucking car.
I'm about to take
my seatbelt off right now. Like I just sat there and like a nigga ran up to me and said, thank God you're alive. I was like, you think that, but.
Okay. Whew, okay.
What a waste.
What a waste of a car accident.
For real.
You didn't badly injure me.
Shit. I was like, oh, God. I was throwing myself into the windshield. That's why there's a crack in it right now. I was like, whoa. Trying to get the fuck out of here.
Okay, LeBron flopping.
I knew the election results was coming. I knew what was about to happen that year. I was like, fuck this. Hillary not going to win. I'm with her.
What the fuck just happened? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That was a fun bit right there.
Oh, thanks.
I can't even restart.
Black nerds everywhere. Listen, the pack was popping. We was doing all sorts of shit. Black nerds know what I'm talking about. Vans was lit. We was getting into some weird shit right around this time. And of course,
all the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the line.
Why did it turn into a jazz?
We expressed ourselves. It takes a lot of courage to say this, but I see sounds.
You and your girls are going out tonight. Y'all been playing.
Yeah, this is a fan. This is the best song about girls doing cocaine.
Yeah, it took me a while to learn that that's what this meant. I was very lost and very oblivious.
And all the like popping nerd rappers was on it on the remix. It was like Pusha and Lupe and Kanye. And I remember Kanye's line started with, "Do you have any black inside you? Would you like some?"
The ultimate, like,
boy, that was Kanye West at, like, that's peak Kanye. That's a fantastic line out the gate. Like, I mean, I'm gonna tell you, everybody was walking around the school like, "Do you have any black inside you? Would you like some?" And then, yeah. And then this was like, yo commercial. You already know what that is. That's like, this is back in the time where Apple was still pushing iPods. So, you know, you just saw some sort of like random black shadow dancing to it. Just
yep.
But I mean, like, Pharrell was that guy. Pharrell was so that guy that I guarantee you that Spaz, what we just played, was on an iTunes commercial while Pharrell is also a spokesperson for Windows. Remember, he was the "I'm a PC guy."
Mm-hmm.
He knew full well his ass wasn't no damn PC. Like, you can't even make music on those computers. It's just not even a thing.
A PC. Okay.
All right, nigga.
All right.
I'm a Dell, really? Nigga, you like having your computers for 6 months and having to throw them away? Okay. But, yeah, crazy time. Pharrell's getting into, you know what this is? Urban Outfitters are opening up.
Yes.
Yeah, and the music sounds like Urban Outfitters. Sounds like Urban Outfitters.
That is where we put this. That's Urban perfect. Outfitters music.
That's exactly where it is.
Solange on Her Grown Woman, this is where she really starts to form herself as a, I don't know the word, eclectic?
Nah, well, to call it eclectic, she don't think she eclectic.
But it's the right, it was different. I'll say that much. But it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was different. But Solange decided to separate herself from pop.
She decided, didn't she? She
Solange was getting into her.
I didn't know what was happening, but I was like, I stand with her.
What did? Yeah. Was the beginning of a new sound? Not a new sound, but sort of like us bringing back some older stuff. Yeah. Idlewild's popping at this time. Janelle Monae is about to break out of her shell right around this time.
All right, y'all. This is very impromptu. There is.
This is a podcast. It's all impromptu.
No, but it's the point scripted. Is, it was supposed to be. No, okay. Let me clarify, since you want to call me out and shit. We were only going to do two parts to Pharrell, but the drinks are flowing. There's too much music. And since this 10-year challenge shit is going on, we decided that we are going to stop in 2008, come back, and continue 2009 to present day.
That's right. There's still a decade worth of Pharrell contribution to society for us to talk about.
Still.
And mind you, it has been far more optional for him. But his contribution is no less great in the past 10 years. So we're going to get into that on part three of the Neptune Sound. Boom, boom.
And just for pop fans and for people that's like, what else happened? We still got Young and That Dope.
Right.
Wow.
From Ash to Classy.
We still have Hello Pop fans. We still have Ariana Grande's Sweetener, which he executive produced. So
I don't know any song from that track.
That's fine. Go listen to her album this weekend. It's very pop. It's a little bit
I listened to like three tracks when it first dropped. I'll go back. In fact, she's dropping another one so fast. This was kind of.
Just, I want you to at least hear the Pharrell-produced tracks. Like, his vocals are all on them. It's a very good project. So, with that being said, we are going to move on to some other shit we wanted to talk about.
Other shit. This is the other shit segment.
The other shit segment.
OSS. Other shit segment. Robert Townsend is kind of going on an award tour. We'll call it that. Lately, he's been doing all this press to discuss how the five heartbeats came about.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to talk about is how his daughter came about. She's gorgeous. But I that's love not Sky. The point.
Sky follows me on Twitter.
I know she does. That being said, he mentioned that he may be interested in doing a BAPS sequel. Now, this is of and from the Jasmine Network, of course. Yes. But I was no stranger
by Jasmine,
to BAPS.
He means me.
Jasmine McNeil. I'm a planner. Jasmine, I'm a planner McNeil. But I was no stranger to BAPS growing up, by no means. I saw it probably one-third as many times as Jazz, but for the average American, it's still more than everybody else saw it. And I think it's an interesting idea. Halle Berry isn't, I mean, Halle Berry's been getting kidnapped for like the past decade. The least she can do is something else. So I can't see why this would not happen, and I know that the girl who plays Mickey hasn't done anything since Eve.
Robert Townsend asked, with all of this rebooting going on, would you like to see a BAPS sequel? I would like to say that he said sequel now. He didn't say remake. I saw a lot of people, their displeasure was saying, I don't want to see nobody else redo this movie. He didn't say redo. He said sequel, as in we want the original characters in the movie. There's a difference between a redo and a sequel, okay, people?
I'm about to say Martin Lando is definitely dead, but he died in the movie.
Both of the old niggas is dead now, okay?
He died in the movie, so it's perfect.
We don't got to worry about his ass.
We don't got to worry about Martin Lando.
He gone,
he all
right?
He been gone.
We know he dead, all right? But also, Manly, didn't he's dead too, right?
I don't know.
The one who plays Manly. I think he's
Manly's
dead.
Dead or not. Is everything all right in there?
I hope I didn't.
Is everything all right in there?
I mean, he's like 80.
Ladies, is everything all right in there? All right.
Well, we're going to cast JD to do the voice.
Is everything all right in there?
Everything is fine.
Sound just like her. I listened back to this podcast, and there's three times where Jazz isn't even doing Niecy or Mickey. Is it Niecy? She's not even doing a Halle Berry-ass Niecy voice, and she sounds like her on accident. When Jazz taps into her Fayetteville, she sounds like Niecy anyway.
I'm saying this is the home team, like the ghetto.
That's hilarious.
But I would like to point out, why are we here?
Everything is fine.
How long? That was what, 1990?
Oh.
I could play a daughter?
A daughter? You could you could play a granddaughter. It's been so long.
I could play Niecy's daughter, yo.
Listen, if Niecy got pregnant by old boy in that year.
Me!
No, you're too young looking.
95.
Everything has changed now. It's been a paradox.
No, it's 20-something years. I'm 28. There is no way that the movie is older than me. So, like.
Just barely, though. Jesus. Like,
I think I got just enough youth. And
like
just enough, like, actual age to play her daughter.
Okay. I like it.
Hello? Okay. All right. Moving on.
You shouldn't tell me stuff like this because I tweet people. I ask people for favors on Twitter.
I asked Robert Townsend for a favor. I was going to get to how I came up with a few ideas.
Yo, so
I did.
I need to write it.
I tweeted him like, yo, I got ideas. So make it happen. Like,
well, Sky follows you, so.
It could be like, well, Sky wants to be in the damn movie, so this ain't going to work out. I can't go through her. Okay, so, like, when he asked, all these ideas popped into my mind. I'm like, okay, if we want to bring back, like, the aspect of what the movie was about, you can bring in two new girls who remind you of them that they take under their wing. Like, as, well, like, intern types, like, they have, I'm saying they have, like, a Forbes company now. They Forbes women
but
now.
But it's a whole different company now, though, because that company
the hair
never have made it to Forbes.
The hair.
And neither could the pager, the beeper.
The restaurant.
Limo
salon.
Thing.
Page a cab, luxury cab service. They competing with Uber.
Them niggas is broke. Them niggas is broke as hell. Now it's like, Alexa cab service. Alexa, call me a cab.
Hey.
You pull up. Why did you stop? Just cab
it's
ain't
a
even
luxury
a thing.
Cab, though.
Cabs ain't even Uber. That's not even a thing anymore. You got to make them niggas that was doing pay to cab drive
luxury
Uber.
Cabs.
No, they got to drive Uber in the sequel. Like, just drive Uber, not be rich. Just be like, oh, you know, I'm mad because, you know, I own my own luxury cab service. Everybody in the backseat going to be like, word? You owned your own luxury cab service? Yeah, I was rich and famous and everything.
It could be about how Uber put them out of business.
I like that.
You know?
That's funny.
It could be about Uber putting them out of business. And,
is everything all right in there?
In my brain,
yes.
Not really, because now I got to
refocus. You are really putting some stuff out there.
Okay, I also said it could be about them becoming so stinky rich that they kind of get bougie and they forget where they come from, and then there's people there to remind them, like they got to take a walk through the damn ghetto again, like bitch.
They learn how to say hello. They learn how to open the door and just greet people regularly without saying
"Living large and take a charge, big boy." Now they really living large and taking charge. And now somebody got to humble them and be like, remember when your weave was all in them white people's face?
It's got to be you. The
exactly.
Daughter.
I was going to say, it's their kids that remind them, or it's some like two girls that they meet that reminds them. I don't know how we can like make the businesses
you
more.
You don't even have a relationship with her.
Who?
Your mom. You're an adult. Your mom is too busy for you.
Too busy for me?
You got a whole other life. You don't really care too much.
Is it Christmas? This is a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas
waiting
movie.
To happen.
It has to be. It's a Christmas movie.
Christmas
and
movie.
Everybody, all your
the
friends
Grinch,
are on a trip.
Not the Grinch.
Three of your girlfriends and you are on a trip as well, in case you didn't know.
Girls trip Christmas. Babs.
Best man, Babs. You ain't got a relationship with her. You run into her. And y'all didn't even know y'all was both at the Essence Festival together. The Christmas version of the Essence Festival. Christmas Essence Fest. And you like, I don't even know who you are. And you and you, her, she feels really bad. Holly Berry feels really bad. And she's like, I gotta rekindle my relationship with my
now are you big mama, Sherry? Now you big mama.
Sherry.
It's too much intertwining, JD.
Well, let me also
make
tell
point.
Y'all, just in case, I don't know if y'all listen to the podcast enough and have heard me do a Sherry impression. The S and the H are silent. It's Sherry. So you don't even hear the SH. It's Sherry. My nephew loves this podcast. He's 10 years old. He has no idea what the hell we're talking about. But he loves that damn Sherry. Is that you, Sherry? Come give Big Mama a hug, Sherry. Oh, Sherry.
So back to Babs.
We should move on to the rest of the topics. We spent way too much time on Babs.
Okay, I say all this to say. Robert Townsend asked, would you like to see a Babs sequel? And I asked you guys if you would. So 60% of you guys want to see it. 40% of you guys say no. Better than I thought, actually. Thank you, 60%.
Everybody who said no is 13. You already know that. You already
all right,
know.
Do not come for our followers.
I
please.
Love them.
Okay.
They just, you know, they just get bits and pieces because they didn't live it.
You're right.
We walked it like we talked it. You're crawled right. It like we crawled it, too.
So, do we want to see a BAP sequel? Yes. Do we want Jasmine to be in the BAP sequel? Yes. Do we want Jasmine to be a producer, a writer, or something on the sequel? Yes.
What about me?
JD, what the hell you want to do on the
sequel? Oh, you see how quickly they forget? We should do a
JD,
movie about how Jazz has gotten brand new. Huh?
JD, I'm the BAP stan.
You don't write. You just got the best idea for the whole sequel for me.
In other news, Eddie Murphy has confirmed that there will be a Coming to America 2, another black classic. Okay, guys?
Yeah, it is a black classic. And what should be noted is that movie was in 1980. It's so long ago. It's so strange.
I don't know what's going to happen, who's going to be in it, how it's going to go.
They're all
I
still
don't
here.
John I don't Amos have an idea here. For this one, though.
John Amos, I think John Amos, is John Amos still alive? God,
I struggle with that one. I go back and forth trying to figure out
if he's
still
dead
alive.
Or not.
He died in good times.
Well, yeah, we've seen him since.
Sometimes I feel like
he's really
died
dead
in real life.
What I mean, but he was on Fresh Prince since then.
He was in other things since then, but something in my head killed him.
John Amos
good time.
Is not only alive, but he's well. Oh. He's actually living a good time. John Amos is alive. Louis Anderson is alive. Arsenio Hall is alive. Eddie Murphy is alive.
I didn't have any question about these people.
But do you know how crazy it is that all of them are alive and Moesha is dead? Everybody in Moesha is dead. I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense that the cast of Coming to America is super more likely than them ever having a Moesha reunion.
Okay, JD. Let's talk for a second. You know how I feel when you bring up death jokes when it comes to Brandy / Moesha. You know how I feel. And somehow quarterly. You make a joke about it.
It sounds like a joke, but if you think about when Coming to America came out, they were having a sequel.
First of all, the main characters, two of them are dead, Andale and Hakeem.
Uncle Bernie is dead.
Uncle Bernie
oh,
was there
Haji
for a season.
Is dead.
Oh, Haji was there for about 3 episodes.
Who else is dead?
Thank you very much. I think it's well past this time. This segment.
I'm gonna get home at 3
This part of the show is way overdue.
Fuck, it's late as shit. Okay.
Before we go, one gotta go. And honestly, at this point, it should be JD and I going home because this is way too much.
Well,
it's been a while since we've done this show on alcohol, and it's never a good idea.
Yeah, every time we do it not on alcohol, we say, I don't know why I'm going to do this show on alcohol. It turns out so terrible. And then we're like after a little bit, it's like, dude, I think Jazz texted me. What did Jazz text me? Do I feel like drinking today?
Listen here, guys. When the alcohol is flowing, you kind of just don't know if you're doing well. You're just kind of winging it.
The Remy's in the system.
Ain't no telling where I go, will I get some.
That's what they be singing in my Pimp by Blood,
not
Relation.
I mean, on top of all of it, JD is sick. So every time he laughs, he coughs. And that is just not fun for anybody.
My voice is raspy because of cigarettes. Y'all stay above the influence. You be seeing them rap commercials.
Why would you lie about having a cough and call it a cigarette addiction?
Emphysema. You know, old girl, she be like, I try to be the very best. Being cool is not smoking cigarettes. If you try to be cool like me, don't smoke. Because smoking is not cool. See, that, if as a teenager, made me want to smoke a cigarette immediately. That's the corniest shit I've ever seen. Stop putting out them damn Fresh Empire cigarette
commercials. Why did I think of education, connection, get matched for free?
I got a future ahead of me, and I can't let no cigarette slow me
down.
They
really try to connect with the younger audience by doing the corny-ass rap.
It's so 90s, though. They should know better.
It's 90s as fuck.
They should know so much better.
And it is still happening.
All the time.
Before we go, one gotta go. We got 2 rounds again.
Yep.
So let's go to the hip hop round 2. Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Perrell. Southern Hospitality, Ludacris.
Dum, 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 dum. Go ahead.
Shake Your Ass, Mystical.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Now this ain't for no small booties, no circus.
This ain't for no one.
And girl, you got the biggest one, so why don't you shake your ass?
Hold on.
Yo, Pharrell was going off. I was mad at myself.
Two notes.
What?
Nah, 2 notes.
What?
Thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas came.
No, Pharrell really said that. I was mad at myself last episode for not having mentioned the fact that Pharrell wrote the longest, strangest hook. Attention all y'all players and pimps, right now is the place to be. I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me. And this ain't for no small booties, no circus.
This ain't for
pass.
No what? This is my second note. This ain't for booties. No
small booties.
Small boutiques.
Small boutiques?
Small boutiques. No, sir, because that won't pass.
Circus, that won't pass?
No, sir. No, sir.
Let me go on.
Because that won't pass. And then in baritone. And girl, you got the biggest one.
We're not addressing that I don't get the lyrics. And this ain't for no.
Small booties.
Small booties? Oh, no, small booties.
Yes, small booties. No, sir, because that won't pass.
No circus?
That no, won't sir. No, sir, because that won't pass.
Hey, y'all. I know the trend on Twitter is to say I was today years old. So I was today years old when I learned the lyrics to this song.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous. It is the most ridiculous hook to anything ever.
No, it really is. I'm a little bit upset, Pharrell, for this.
And Pharrell also, like, has this perv-ass mustache during this era. This is porn stash for real. This ain't fun. No small booties. No,
no small booties.
But if you got the biggest one, then mama come shake your ass.
This ain't for no small boutiques. No, no circumstance.
No circumstance?
I'm just saying the first thing that comes to my mind.
I thought you said something about circumcising.
No, like, I was going there, but it didn't come out right. In my head. And this ain't for no small boutiques, no circumstations pass. You feel you got the biggest one, and I'ma come shake your ass. And I also said, I'ma come shake your ass.
So, somebody else is gonna come shake somebody else's ass for them?
Apparently.
Like, hey, I'm about to go over there and shake that girl ass real quick. Hold on. Come here, girl.
Let me start from the top, because this has been a miss. Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop for real. Southern Hospitality, Ludacris. Shake Your Ass, Mystical. I Just Want to Love You, Give It to Me, Jay-Z.
And the most unfortunate one got to go for me, Drop It Like It's Hot has to go out of these four. I'm going to tell you why. Drop It Like It's Hot, huge, 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 crosses party lines. Great Pharrell verse, great beat. Southern Hospitality at the end of it is almost a black national anthem. Like, I mean, what he's talking about Afro picks, Afro-American, Afro chicks, some of my Afro dick. Okay. Shake Your Ass has that crazy hook that we just literally dissected to a pulp. And I Just Want to Love You, Give It to Me, got crack in it.
Yes, and we do not resist crack at all.
JD paid Jasmine for 8-ball. 8-ball emoji, sorry.
There we go. First instinct says Shake Your Ass. Probably because I ain't know the correct lyrics.
Yeah, but the lyrics make that shit so fucking funny. It's hard to
probably
like.
Probably because I've been singing it wrong my whole life. I don't
boom.
Know.
But don't know. Ooh. Boom. But don't know. Ooh. Boom. But don't know. Boom.
Teenage me is shaking. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to pop round and then I'll answer both.
All right, well, I'll present those.
Thank you very much.
So
something is R&B.
To preface this, we originally had Girlfriend NSYNC, I'm a Slave for You, Britney Spears, Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani, Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake. But we're taking I'm a Slave for You out because
easily
it went so
gone.
Fast with us because it mentioned slave for one. And I just don't think that we like call it back personally ever.
We don't.
Either one of us.
We don't.
So we're going to do three for pop. Girlfriend, asterisk NSYNC. Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani. Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake.
Who Holla goes? Back Girl, Get the Fuck.
Oh, I guess I got an answer too. Probably Girlfriend.
This your shit.
Well, listen, my DJ side is saying I can't let Holla Back Girl go because it really sets the party off.
Ooh,
and the bananas
smash.
Or whatever.
That's how you learn to spell it, ain't it? I
that's
can tell.
That is not nice. I just taught you the lyrics to them. Shake Your Ass. I can spell bananas.
And this ain't for no small boutiques.
No, sir. I don't listen to NSYNC. On my own time. But Holla Back Girl, it's just, it has more importance in my real life.
All right. Feeling it. So.
You still got to let go of hip hop.
Oh.
You was about to say, so you want to end the show?
I was without answering the hip hop round. And you know you don't love them.
When you get on the flow.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Gotta go.
Yep. It's a little too poppy.
Because all of these were like very, like Shake Your Ass was like first, I think.
Yep, Shake Your Ass was first. No, Southern Hospitality made them first.
Between the two, they were early 2000s.
I didn't know who the Neptunes were whenever Southern Hospitality came out. Because Pharrell is on Shake Your Ass. It's the only reason why I knew it was him.
Yeah.
But Southern Hospitality came out.
I Just Want to Love You still goes in the club.
Yeah.
Drop It Like It's Hot. It's ubiquitous.
Listen.
But I have the least attachment. What you know
it?
What I mean?
Save the carrots if you're saving it for marriage. Let's keep it real, Ma. You saving it for carrots. You trying to see how far I will go, how much I will spend, but you already know.
Zip zero.
Stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that's about it. He lying like shit. Shit, he met damn Beyonce and everything changed. But, I Just Want to Love You got cracking it because something to be noted is that Jay-Z's voice pairs well with a great beat. If a beat was less than great, Jay-Z's voice pairs well to make the beat greater than it was. Shake Your Ass got that incredible hook. Southern Hospitality was an incredible beat by itself. If you didn't hear Ludacris on it, you'd been like, this is enough. But then he also, Ludacris was black as hell when he first came out. He was black. He wasn't kind of black. He was ghetto and black and proud.
Country.
I mean, like he was making me feel so happy to be black whenever he came out. I'm not saying he's not that now. It's just that was definitely a different time for him. And Drop It Like It's Hot is the most money Snoop makes off of a song. But only because of pop culture references. Not because we weren't extremely tired of it.
Yeah, they drilled that one into us real hard.
So say goodbye, Jazz.
Hey, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the show.
It got sloppier as time went on. Things were like so strong. We were like articulate. It was like, hello, guys.
You could
this is
tell.
JD and this is Jasmine. Sexual harassment is bad. And then it ended. It was like, but Luda.
Small boutiques.
Here.
I think you will be able to pinpoint exactly when the liquor hit us because all of a sudden things went downhill. I think we still accomplished what we needed to accomplish. But
listen, this is still my favorite thing in the world. The only hard part is the fact that I don't live as close as I would like to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change that.
I hope you change that.
I think I'm going to change that.
I like it.
Can y'all book me for work in Charlotte so I can afford to live here? That would make this so much easier.
Book JD. He's a DJ.
Yeah,
he does whatever you need him to do.
I revamped my entire business, man. Everything's good here.
Yeah.
It's a good year. Life is good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jazz. Happy New Year.
You said this year wasn't good. Now you're saying it's good. You're contradicting in the same episode.
No, the year has been bad so far, which means it's all uphill. It's fucking great. February's got to be the shit.
February got to be on fire.
February, listen, I hope it's a mild ass February. February 1st is going to come. It's going to be like 65 degrees. And they're going to open the pool early. And this ain't going to be for no small booties. No circus. That won't pass.
No
all that
circus,
shit.
Circus. That won't pass. Not no circus. Won't pass.
At the end of the day, though, like, I love this. I love this so much.
Me too.
I scrape up dimes.
Passion. Somebody just asked me if this was a passion project.
Yeah.
It definitely is. This is all passion, you guys. This is not for money. This is not for fame. Although, I hope those things come with it. But this is literally passion.
It's going to be a good year. Going to bring some new energy. We're going to have some fun. Welcome to What a Time. And also, goodbye.
We out.